the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
A check of your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Siegel 35, Oakland nothing last night. It was Riverdale 49, Laverne 13, Community 44, MTCS nothing. Eagleville 32, 7 winners over Forest. And to our conversation at hand, Blackman coach Philip Shadowens joins us. 42-12 winners over the Smyrna Bulldogs last night. Coach, needed a win in a big way and got one last night.
Sure did. We've had two tough weeks in a row of, you know, just losses that were devastating to our kids, and you know, at the end of the games and things like that. So certainly wanted to go into fall break feeling better and going to fall break, you know, after a win, and we were able to get that done last night. Played really good defense last night. Did some really good things offensively, but still had the turnover deal going on. We had 6 turnovers last night, 6 fumbles last night, and you know, obviously you know, you can't win very much in our league, you know, doing that, but we got to clean that up. It's not a lack of effort. Again, I'll say the same things I've kind of been saying. We've played with great effort, but boy, we just are, you know, putting the ball on the ground for whatever reason. So some things we still got to fix, but as long as our kids keep working as hard as they're working right now, we'll fix those things.
Well, the paper kind of talked about it being an ugly game, and I guess with fumbles and I think penalties and such last night, those things would be there, but I've never seen a pretty loss.
No.
An ugly win's okay, isn't it?
And it doesn't have UW beside it. Don't have ugly win. It just has wins and losses beside it. So I'd much rather win ugly than lose pretty, I guess, so to speak. And that's what I told the coaches last night, you know. We call them ugly wins, but I don't believe in ugly wins. I just believe in wins and losses, you know. So, you know, we did that. And you know, obviously, you know, Smyrna has a young football team right now. And I know they're struggling. And it's probably a tough way to go into fall break for them, but they're young, playing a lot of young kids, and they'll certainly continue to get better. Matt does a good job there.
Well, not many people feel sorry for a team that's had the success like that, or your team, or Riverdale, or Siegel, or Oakland, or anybody.
You got to take advantage of it, I guess, when a team is down or whatever, and we've seen some of that this year ourselves, certainly wasn't a pretty game last night. You know, it was the only thing pretty was we had homecoming, had a bunch of, you know, homecoming attendants out there, a bunch of girls that were mighty pretty last night, and big old crowd. You know, Blackman turns out for games, and had a huge crowd, and we even had a bunch of youth football players there last night. That was good to see all those, you know, little cheerleaders and little football players that came to the game last night. So big crowd, a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it wasn't as pretty as we wanted it to be, but the great thing about that is it was still a win for Blackman.
A lot of those young kids are playing football this morning, and cheerleaders are out there, aren't they?
Absolutely. I went up there this morning, got there around 8 o'clock, and they were getting ready to crank it up. And they were, before I left, they were already past halftime of the first game, and good turnout. I think there's like 13 or 14 games today up there between the practice field and the game field. So good to see a lot of young kids playing the game.
Well, you know, when there was this debate on why are we building football fields and stuff for, you know, for one Friday night every other week or something like that, probably one of the most used facilities on a campus.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have soccer that uses it, and you have the middle school footballs that use it. And, of course, we have JV and freshmen that play on it from our school. And then you have our varsity. We have youth football. And then in the spring, you got boys soccer in the spring. We let rugby use it a little bit.
Track, obviously.
Obviously, the track, you know, but track uses it. Yes, it's used. You know, people say, why do you work so hard in the summer to get the grass, you know, taken care of? So, well, because it's going to be a long year and a lot of use on it. And if you don't, you know, you'll have, you know, dirt all over the field instead of grass. So, it's nice to have a, you know, a nice field that people can use. I'm sure people didn't want to listen necessarily hear me talk about the field this morning, but that's
it just comes to mind. You know, I've heard that, and we've all heard that. You know, why do we spend the money for that? But I mean, the kids are getting to use it this morning.
300 of them,
you know,
plus cheerleaders on the track. So
that's a great great outlet to allow those kids to be able to use that. Coach, last night you kind of touched on defense, but had 4 picks yourself defensively, so you played pretty well there.
I thought our defense took a step forward, you know, and we've talked so much defensively about just getting lined up. You know, we have so many not an excuse by any means, because I don't believe in all that stuff, but we have so many young kids that just have continuously at times just gotten lined up wrong. You know, they see these formations, and all of a sudden it's Friday night, and they line up a little bit wrong. And our misaligns have cost us just tremendously this year. And Steve Williams does a great job for us. And so Steve this week, you know, simplified and really just talked tons and tons about just fundamentals and alignments. And I thought last night our kids got aligned. I mean, even after we had six turnovers, I mean, one of the turnovers, they got the ball on our 19, and they scored. That was the first half score that Smyrna had. That was one of the scores, and the other score was the first score of the second half, which we made some bad plays. But other than that series, we played terrific defense. I mean, turned them over four times, picked the ball, ran one for a touchdown. I mean, you know, really kept us going when offense was turning the ball over to them. You know, we had three offensive turnovers in the first 13, 14 minutes of the game. I mean, you know, things you just can't do. I mean, after drives, and then you turn the ball over and set the, you know, put the ball on the ground. I mean, give Smyrna credit for causing some of those. But, you know, we work so much on ball security. It's almost one of them deals where you want to quit talking about it. I mean, which we didn't spend a ton of time talking about it. We did spend a ton of time working on ball security this week. But, yeah, I mean, it's almost like you don't want to get that in their minds or something. It's just one of them deals. I mean, we work on
it. Well, it happened to you last week, too.
Right.
So it's just kind of a bug.
Right. It's 11 turnovers in 2 weeks. And I can tell you that in 20-some years I've been a football coach, period, as an assistant or a head coach, either one of we've never turned the ball over that I can remember 11 times in two games. And how we're 1-1, you know, is kind of remarkable, because generally you don't do that. And we do spend a little, you know, last night it wasn't any interceptions at all. You know, it was just fumbles. I don't know. All you can do is keep working on it. And our kids don't want to fumble the ball, you know, like they try to fumble the ball. But so we'll keep working on it, and it'll be fixed. And once we quit putting the ball on the ground, then offensively we'll feel better about ourselves.
A lot of times, if you harp on something like that, kids become tentative.
It's like getting the yips, and, you know, where a second baseman has a tough time all of a sudden throwing the ball to first base, or all of a sudden a shooter in basketball has a tough time hitting a free throw, or, you know, even though they're a great shooter. I mean, it's the same thing in ball security sometimes when it comes to fumbling. You try so hard to protect the ball that the thing keeps coming out. I mean, it's one of those deals. Are your fundamentals good? Are you taking care of the three? You know, you got three pressure points on the ball. All the things that we teach, and the answer to those things is we work on them every day in practice, and our kids do that in practice. And then sometimes because of effort, because you're breaking a tackle or you're spinning or you're whatever, all of a sudden your elbow flies away from your body and you've exposed a tip. Or sometimes just somebody makes a great hit on right on top of your hand and it forces your hand open. You know, whatever the case may be, we've got to be better fundamentally. We'll continue to work on it like we have. But we're not going to – you know, you can't just harp on it. You just can't harp on that because the kids aren't trying to fumble. We just got to make sure that our fundamentals we're teaching are correct, and the kids are trying to do that.
You put the first score on the board, Cole Knotgrass with a touchdown, and then I guess your next possession, you fumble the ball, and they score, and that's the thing, the fumbles that turn into scores.
Yes, absolutely. You can't give them a short field. I mean, you know, knowing they're young on offense and all those things, I mean, you don't want to give them an opportunity to feel good. And as a staff, we had talked about that. We really want to come out and play well early, not let Smyrna feel real good about what's going on. But then all of a sudden, you know, we score 7-0. Then we fumble the next possession, give them a short field, 19-yard line, and they score, they do miss the extra point. So it's 7-6 right there. But now they feel good about themselves, feel like they're in the ball game, and they are in the ball game, obviously. And just not the way you wanted to start, especially giving them an easy one like that. But luckily for us, I think we fumbled the next time we had the ball, to be honest with you, getting ready to score. Then they threw an interception, and we scored on the interception. So, and then things got, you know, got a little better for us. But we certainly, allowed some things to take place last night that, as an offensive team, we can't do. I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage. I thought we executed some things really well. But then either we had a penalty, we had some illegal procedures where a receiver was on the ball, supposed to be off. I mean, same formations we ran all year long. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for that. You know, that kind of mistake.
Especially at this point in the year, it frustrates you. I could tell.
We run a little route, throw a touchdown pass, about a 45-yard touchdown pass. And we have illegal procedure because the kids covered up a tight end. Inexcusable. I mean, you know, fumbles and. you know, effort plays that you miss a block or somebody just beats you on a block. I mean, because they're, you know, whatever, they leveraged you or whatever. I mean, we can go back to fundamentals on those things and correct them, and you're giving great effort. You know, you're going to lose plays. But mental mistakes are unacceptable. I mean, this time of year, we're not trying to trick anybody or do anything goofy or do anything strange we hadn't been doing. We can't get lined up incorrectly and give away 6 points, you know. I mean, that can be game changers. That can be a, you know, a loss instead of a win. And that's kind of what happened at times in the two previous weeks, is we gave things away either through turnovers or through penalties or whatever the case may be, and it bit us at the end of the games. You know, we ended up losing 2 heartbreakers. Last night it didn't bite us in that way. We're still able to win the game, but we got to clean it up, and we keep saying, we keep working at it, we keep doing all those things, you know. I'll be honest with you, I've been doing this for 19 years as a head coach, and, you know, I'm perplexed, I guess. I'm scratching my head thinking, you know, what else can we do to clean that up? The kids are trying. The kids don't want to make mistakes, but at the same time, we're still just doing too many silly things. And as I told them last night, they need a break, you know, and
You need a break? And coaches need a break?
Absolutely. Everybody, I mean, it's a great time to have fall break. You know, you come back and you finish. You know, you have 3 games left in a regular season. And so I think it allows the kids to kind of refresh and get their minds back right, get a little bit of time away from practicing and all those things. We'll come in on Thursday and Friday of next week and get after it pretty good. But so they have, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then all the way to Thursday afternoon. So you have a good time off, and they can kind of get away, let their bodies recover, let their minds recover. And our kids needed that based on what happened the 2 previous weeks. We needed a win last night badly, obviously, and we were able to get that. But they needed something positive, and I think they need a little time away because they have battled through tons of adversity these last 2 weeks. And I'm proud of them for that. I'm proud of how they've practiced. You know, I'm not on the radio saying, boy, you know, we played awful, we did this. I mean, our kids played with great effort. Did we play good? No. Not on offense, we didn't, because of turnovers and because of silly mistakes. Still scored 42 points. We executed some things wonderfully. But then I guess the penalties and the turnovers stand out in your mind, and you want to harp on that. And as a coach, you know, we got to get away from always harping on that. But we've got to clean that up to win against people like Riverdale and people like Brentwood and people like Laverne to end the year. I mean, we've got to clean that up to win games that we're getting ready to play. So that'll be my message, obviously, starting on Thursday to our kids. And I think the few days off may help get your minds back right.
Well, Philip Shadowins is joining us this morning talking Blackman football. Those are things that can be fixed.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the good thing about it. But now's the time to fix it with this last 3-game stretch.
I would rather not have to be fixing them after 7 games, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. But absolutely, those things can be fixed. It's just kind of a focus thing. On the illegal procedure that we had when the touchdown was called back, the receiver told the referee, I'm off. The referee said, no, you're on. The receiver got confused, I guess, in some degree, and thought the referee was telling him he had to be on the ball. You know, well, that's not enough. Referee wasn't really telling him that. He was saying, you're lined up on. You need, if you're off, you got to back up. But he didn't elaborate. He just told the kid, no, you're on. So the receiver hadn't played very much. I mean, he hadn't played a whole lot of football. And so he thought, well, referee told me I was on. I guess I'm on. I guess he thought the referee was giving him a hint, whether he's supposed to be on or off the ball. That still can't happen. It's game 7. But, I mean, I understand. I mean, at least he explained to me what had happened, and I wasn't quite as mad at him, but I was still kind of mad because, it cost us a score right there. But those are the little things. We got to clean that stuff up. And we got to make sure if we're supposed to block down as a tight end, let's block down. If we're supposed to reach, let's reach. Just we're having – in our breakdowns, we've broken down so much video lately. In our breakdowns, we're having one player – to give great effort but do the wrong thing, you know, block out instead of block down, or run this hole instead of that hole, or throw it to this guy instead of that guy, or drop this ball, or, you know, all of them playing with effort, but we got to get everybody on the same page. And being inexperienced is no excuse for any of that. I mean, you know, we've played 7 games, and yeah, we've switched some people around trying to make our football team better, but we've got to try to do the right things every play, and that's the things that we'll really work on Thursday and Friday, just trying to clean up some things and review some things and going back to just really, really working hard on fundamentals, and that'll be our focus on Thursday and Friday.
Riverdale's the next opponent, mm-hmm. Obviously.
Absolutely.
Big rival game. It's a district game. Mm-hmm. All those things that we seem to talk about every District 7 AAA game.
Yeah, buddy. Yep. Yeah, be a you know, obviously a fun game. It always is, you know. And you know, I've been here at Blackman for three years, and we've beat them a couple of times in the regular season. They've beat us in the playoffs. It's been one of those. Last year they beat us on TV, 28-21 in the regular season. They beat us in the playoffs too. So we'll be excited about playing, you know, obviously. And they're obviously a good football team. You know, Ron does a great job with those guys. A terrific quarterback who's a great competitor. And, you know, Scotty Boykin at fullback and linebacker, who's probably one of their leaders, just a great kid. And, you know, obviously they got a bunch of good youngins. And I'm not even getting the name of all their kids. Ron can do all that, I guess. But it'll be a fun game. It is a big rival game. It's a game that we want to win and we need to win. And I say need to win just because we're playing. That's our next one. But we'll be excited to play.
All the goals are still attainable. I mean, 4-3 going into the last three games. You still have playoff hopes and all that stuff right there in front.
Probably
of
have to win two more games, two out of three. Obviously, we want to win 3 out of 3, but you can't win 3 out of 3 without winning the first one. Which is the next one. You know, so we don't look long term. We look short term. Short term is to win the next one, and all those other things take care of itself. Yeah, our long term goal is to make the playoffs. We know that. Some get in with 5 wins. More than likely, it takes 6. So long term, you know that you got to win 2 out of 3. But we don't really talk about all that. We talk about winning the next one. The next one is Riverdale. It's a game that our kids always are excited to play. Their kids are excited to play. Student bodies get excited about all that kind of stuff. And so after the break and our kids get refreshed, their kids get refreshed, we'll come back ready to go back to work.
Philip, appreciate you joining us this morning. It's been fun. Nice way to go into break. A win.
Absolutely.
Got some laundry to do and honeydews, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Always have some of those. And but I got a good wife, so I can't complain too much.
No, she's pretty good for you.
She's a pretty good one. she's a keeper.
Well, you better keep her.
Yeah, it's been 20 years. If I wasn't going to keep her, I'd need to get rid a long time ago. I'm too fat and old now to be worried about that kind of stuff. But, yeah, no, she's a keeper. I think I'll keep her another year or two anyway.
Another year or two. That's good. All right, Coach. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's Philip Shadowins joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Don't forget, you can come watch all the games today. Their sports menu, they kick that off around noon. You can enjoy a hamburger, burgers, brats, or you can get their traditional meat and three here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.